We got the latest USDA crop progress numbers yesterday. Finally, that North Dakota wheat harvest has, you know, hit the halfway mark, but definitely still behind the average pace, would you say?
Yeah, we are. You know, not completely surprising, just given that we had a bit of a later planting season. But, you know, we also had a late planting season last year, and our harvest was much more advanced than this. So the struggles, obviously, lately have just been the weather not cooperating, those sporadic rains that keep coming through, and some of the cooler weather and the humidity is making progress a bit of a struggle. But slowly but surely, we're getting done, and like you said, it was good to at least get past that halfway point.
Mm-hmm. So at this point in the game, what are you hearing from farmers as far as not only crop progress, but we're talking quality, bushels, that sort of thing? What type of a crop is being taken off?
Yeah, so it seems to be quite sporadic and variable depending on who you talk to around the state. Overall, in terms of yields, you know, I don't have any solid numbers, but most producers are saying fairly good yields. They would call them more so average. So not as good as we've seen the last couple of years, but, you know, average to above average. I have talked to a few producers, though, that did unfortunately see yields below their expectation. And a lot of that was in some of those areas where they were dry through a good part of the growing season, just didn't get that rain to follow the crop through. So that makes sense. In terms of quality, for the most part, we're hearing good protein. Most of the reports are 14% protein or higher. Again, though, definitely pockets of lower protein. You know, we've even heard some down in the 12 to 12.5% range. But overall, you know, average seems to still be above that desired 14% level. And then, you know, the other quality issues are, you know, unfortunately, due to some of the weather we've had, there are areas where producers are seeing some lower falling number values. So that's a bit of a marketing issue, and one that's tough to assess just because it does seem to be fairly regionalized.
Help us bring this into perspective. What parts of the states have been maybe more dry versus wet or vice versa? And have we heard of anything else like vomitoxin, ergot, you know, some of the things we heard about last harvest as well? Is that popping up?
I haven't heard much on ergot at all. We have heard of some scab damage, but yet we haven't heard a lot regarding the actual vomitoxin levels. So just because there might be some scab damage out there doesn't always mean that there's vomitoxin in the crop. Again, I have heard some producers that have had some of those levels that are a bit higher, but it doesn't, at least at this point, it doesn't seem to be very widespread. So, you know, in terms of the growing season, you know, the northern third of the state was the area that was a bit drier. And then, of course, like the southeast, eastern part of the states is where we had the wet conditions during the growing season. But now at harvest time, I feel like almost all of the areas have been wet. And so that kind of leads to the variety of different qualities and harvest reports.
So, Erica, is there anything else from the North Dakota Wheat Commission side of things that we need to remind producers about this harvest season? I know it gets busy and there's some frustration that's floating around, but, you know, that's why you guys are there. And anything else that farmers need to hear right now?
No, I mean, you're right. This has been a difficult season. So not only are prices, you know, obviously, prices aren't where we would like to see them. We've seen a lot of pressure on prices, and now we have, you know, producers that are struggling with some possible quality issues. You know, I think the important thing to remember is, you know, that patience and, you know, maybe take some time. And, you know, the market usually has a way of working through these issues. So if someone does have a falling number issue or a vomitoxin problem, you know, a lot of times the market's able to work through that and eventually work with some of those lower quality crops. Also, we do have a lot of last year's crop sitting around, which was very good quality. So again, hopefully as the harvest gets through, as the market finds out what the quality is, we're able to deal with some of those potential issues.